Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 61. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And in this week's episode, we're going to discuss something that I came across recently by accident. And that seems to happen quite often. I hear of projects out there that I was unaware of, and I like to bring them up on this show because I like to sort of approach everything that I do here in this podcast as a learning experience and as something that I can share with other people. And as I was preparing for this week's show, I actually had a different topic in mind that I was going to start discussing until last night. I came across a post on the Amateur Ham Radio Facebook page, and the person that posted this, his name was Kevin Laughlin, and his post said, "I ran across a great Linux distro focused on SDR radio and services. It's a live CD, so you can play around with Linux without having to install it." And I mentioned last week that I wanted to get back into some Linux topics, and today what I want to discuss is something called SkyWave Radio, or SkyWave Linux, and it's a Linux distribution based off of Ubuntu, okay? And I had never heard of this before. I have watched DistroWatch and reviewed lots of different Linux distributions, but SkyWave was something that I had never heard about, and it was actually perfect in the project that I would been looking to get into. I've been looking to get into something new and a little different, and if you've been watching this or listening to this podcast over the last few months, you know that recently, within the last few months, I have gotten my ham radio license. In fact, I got two of them. I now a general class ham radio operator, and I don't know a whole lot about the subject. I'll be right out front with that. I'm still learning every day when it comes to ham radio and things you can do with it. But SkyWave Linux was something, as someone who's used Linux for years now, I wanted to take a look at it and give it a spin. So the first thing that I did, I went to the SkyWave website and then looked for the download link and brought me to SourceForge. So I downloaded the ISO file, and I just wanted to spin it up real quick in VirtualBox. And so I had my Mac with me at the time, and I've got VirtualBox installed on there. So I decided to, I was actually running out to get something to eat. And so right before I left, I spun up VirtualBox and I installed SkyWave Linux, hoping that when I returned, I would give it a shot. So when I got back, the install went well, and I logged into SkyWave for the first time and realized that it was based off Ubuntu. At this point, I hadn't done any research when it came to SkyWave. So I knew nothing about it, and I was hoping just to kind of learn as I went along. So it's based off Ubuntu, and in fact, I was pleasantly surprised. I was expecting an older version of Ubuntu. I wasn't sure how modern this release was, and it was based off Ubuntu 16.04, so it's the LTS version of Ubuntu, so I was pleased with that. And what I did next, after I logged in, I noticed that I was just looking at a blank desktop. And so I scrolled over to the left expecting to find the Unity panel. But for some reason, the Unity panel was hidden and I couldn't access it in VirtualBox. And so I tried the super key, and even the super key in VirtualBox is set to capture the cursor that you're using and bring it into VirtualBox. So every time I hit the capture key, the super key, I would be brought up a message about capturing the cursor instead of bringing up the Unity panel. Now, I'm sure that was something that I probably could have fixed if I spent a little more time on it. My thought process then changed to actually giving this a shot and installing this on actual hardware. So I was actually really excited about SkyWave. And so putting it on actual hardware, because it was based off Ubuntu, I figured I wouldn't really run into many problems along the way. So The next thing that I did, I've got an old Dell laptop sitting around that I use for testing. So I used Etcher and I flashed a flash drive and put the flash drive in my Dell and it booted up into the live environment, no problems. I didn't even want to try the live environment at this point. So knowing it's Ubuntu, I just decided to install. And the install went just fine, no problems with the install. And the only problem that I did have when booting up for the first time is I noticed that my Broadcom wireless was not detected. Now that's, for me, that's a pretty common thing. Anytime that I install Linux on this particular laptop, what I have to do is I have to install the firmware B43 installer, and then I have to remove the BCMWL. Basically I just make it so that I can see my Wi-Fi is now detected. Just a step that I have to do because it's an older Dell and it's Broadcom wireless and we have those issues with Broadcom. So no big deal there. So I'm really excited. I get to see, so if you're not sure what SkyWave Linux is, okay, SkyWave Linux is an operating system that is using bleeding edge technology to access broadcast, utility, military, and amateur radio signals from just about anywhere in the world without regard to state media controls or censorship, which that kind of, this is right from their website. That is just an awesome mission statement, I think. And so SkyWave Linux connects to a large and growing network of state-of-the-art software-defined radio servers, making it possible to experience high-performance software-defined radio operation without large antennas or setting up a station locally on-site. So the idea here is to, if you have a computer with internet, SkyWave Linux can operate numerous types of software-defined radio, and you can configure, it's all pre-configured, it's all installed, making it easier for radio operators to have access to the software, especially if they're not avid computer users or power users. So everything is pre-configured. SkyWave has many different supported types of software-defined radio, and you can find all of their supported types on their website. I won't go through the whole list, but there's a wide range of selections that are supported within this Linux distribution. So first of all, before I get into the review of SkyWave, I think I've said this before, but the common commonalities between ham radio operators or amateur radio operators and Linux enthusiasts, I really find there are many similarities between those two groups and different hobbies that are out there. So there was a couple of people that helped me out as we all started trying to get this installed last night, and I was sort of commenting back and forth between a few different people on this amateur radio page. And one of those people, I just want to say a special thanks to Joe Davenport, who is also trying to install. And one of those people that I wanted to give a special thanks out to was Joe Davenport, who was also trying to install this in VirtualBox at the same time I was. We sort of were going back and forth with some of the issues that we were having. He was using a Dell computer. I was using a Dell computer. And I wasn't sure if I had a bad ISO file at first because I was getting some errors with my install. And basically, you know, these enthusiasts with ham radio or Linux enthusiasts, you know, they're always willing that community support, which is really awesome. And so, again, thanks to Joe for some of the help that you gave. And there's also a few other people that commented on the post too just reminded me of a few things. Because when I install Linux, you know, more often than not, I don't do MD5 sum with my ISO files. And I'm just curious how many of you actually out there do that when you install. I know it's a good thing to do to just make sure you got a real good solid download and you're not installing anything nefarious or that type of thing. is maybe I should do more of that when I when I'm installing ISO files and really trying them out. So I installed SkyWave Linux on an old Dell laptop. After I got the wireless up and running, as I mentioned earlier, I immediately jumped in and I was able to access the Unity panel that I couldn't do in VirtualBox. I knew that was going to be the case. I just needed the super key to actually do its function. And I probably could have remapped it in VirtualBox, as I said earlier. But I really wanted to test it on actual hardware. And my first thought of SkyWave Linux was my review that I did a while back of Ubuntu Studio. And Ubuntu Studio, if you're not familiar, is a customized Ubuntu distribution that is built specifically for audio and video production. And I was a big fan of Ubuntu Studio, and I really enjoyed everything that it had to offer. And here, a lot of people don't like Ubuntu spinoffs, and I can see, with there being literally thousands of Ubuntu spinoffs out there, some of them just change the theme and call it a new Linux distribution. But with the case of Ubuntu Studio, I found that it was a useful tool for anybody who's interested in learning how to do audio and video production in a Linux-based environment. And you could learn about all the different software. You could test similar software at the same time. And it really opened my eyes to what these customized Ubuntu distributions are capable of doing. And with SkyWave Linux, if you're interested in radio operation, it's very similar to Ubuntu Studio in that respect. There is a ton of tools, free and open source tools, that I was unaware of until last night when I installed this. And so some of those tools, they include things like QT Radio and Cubic SDR. There is a software called Chirp, and the list goes on and on. There's a whole wide range of different things, SDR type applications, SDR trunk, and I'm just scrolling through here and seeing all these different things that are pre-configured and ready to go with SkyWave Linux. And so I jumped right in, and immediately I realized I had no clue what I was doing. I had no idea really what SDR radio was all about. And I wasn't just going to give up on it, though. I was going to keep going, and I was going to move forward with this, and I was going to learn about it because this is sort of a new hobby for me. The ham radio thing is, you know, I've been a Linux advocate for a long time now, but the ham radio thing, the amateur radio thing is relatively new for me. So I started playing around with some applications and opened it up. And then it occurred to me that I've been using something called Echolink on my other computers. And with Echolink, I knew that there was a Linux alternative to it. And being Ubuntu, which I think is a great, I'm so glad this is based off Ubuntu, because I knew that Qtel was in the Ubuntu repositories. So, if I had any comment to the developers, I would say maybe they should consider including this in their software. It looks like they are updating quite frequently, and I'm seeing on their Facebook page that they have been quite active over the last few months, releasing a major update on April 27th, I believe. And so I would encourage them to maybe take a look at Qtel, which is an Echolink spinoff, and it connects to Echolink, so that any ham radio operators can use the Echolink system. And so I got that up and running, and then realized that I didn't have any sound on my computer. And being away, sort of at this point, I was not online. I was actually just kind of messing around with what was on the computer, and hadn't done any kind of research behind this, and that was probably my fault. So I didn't have any sound, and immediately I started troubleshooting the sound and realized we're using Pulse Audio. And so I did some Googling around and tried to download PAVU control, which I've done in the past. And PAVU control was not connecting to Pulse Audio. And it was realized that there was sort of a bug out there. The first thing I tried to do was uninstall and purge Pulse Audio and then reinstall, which I realized afterwards was a bad idea. So I ended up having to reinstall my system. And this was, like I said, this was all a learning experience. And basically, once I reinstalled Pulse Audio, I had lost all my icons for any of my settings and that type of stuff. And I didn't really want to troubleshoot that. I just reinstalled and started over. So moving along, I came across a couple of fixes. Had I looked at the Skywave Linux.com, their website, they have this posted, their fix posted. And I definitely appreciate the fact that they're aware of this issue and they posted a fix for it. But I was just not thinking clearly, and I moved along, and I was trying to research online and came across the fixes in other areas. The first thing I did is I uninstalled the ALSA base, which probably I had heard that there was sometimes Pulse Audio doesn't work well with ALSA, and that I wouldn't recommend doing unless it was sort of a last resort. But basically, the fix is available on SkywaveLinux.com, and if you look for audio fixes for Dell, Compaq, and HP machines, I think that's what really did it for me, and I should have gone there first. I did a couple of different other things, and my problem was my microphone wasn't working, and then I found out that my sound wasn't working at all, and so my mic wasn't being detected, and so I moved forward and made these changes that were recommended, and went back into I believe QT Radio or something like that, and got it up and running, and connected, and realized I should be hearing something at least, if not just static white noise, and I go into my sound setting, and I can see that the sound meter is moving, so that sound is definitely on. So what I did, I grabbed a pair of headphones, and I plugged in my headphones to the headphone jack, and sure enough, now I have sound through the headphone jack. And once I unplugged my headphones, the sound came out the speakers, and I know that's an issue that I've had sometimes on other computers for some crazy reason. So once I did that, the sound was up and running, and this whole process has taken a few hours for me to kind of figure out. And had I just gone to the website for these awesome developers, that I would have I've figured that out at a much quicker pace. There is some neat videos that are on YouTube as well, saying how to uninstall and reinstall Pulse Audio. But as I read, the Skywave developers are not encouraging you to uninstall Pulse Audio and reinstall, as that leads to some other issues there. So big disclaimer there, if you're trying this out, do not uninstall Pulse Audio and reinstall. I did that. My system is still working well. Maybe I just got lucky at this point. But my audio is now up and running. So I tried a couple of different things. I mentioned QT Radio, and if you're not sure what QT Radio is, QT is an SDR, software-defined radio software that was written by John Melton. And it was originally written in Qt4, but it's an open-source cross-platform environment, and it runs on Linux, Windows, and Mac. And I'm going to try all three versions later on this week now that I'm now that I got my myself up and running here. I'm really, out of all the software that's installed, this is the one I'm most interested in at this point. As I said, I'm unfamiliar with a lot of these SDR open source radio software here that we're discussing. And now that I've sort of put aside some of the issues that I was having, I'm starting to see what this project is really all about. And I got over the sort of technical glitches that are going on my particular computer. And I wasn't at first, it's very easy, with Linux sometimes to just say, okay, that's not going to work. But that's not really the case. And I'm finding that this is probably still in development, and I don't know how long this has been around. And I'm speaking from a first time user as far as SkyWave Linux is concerned. Now that I've gotten around the technical glitch, I'm really excited to get into and start working on learning some how to use this software. You know, I just several months ago got my ham license, and in fact, my very first ham radio is coming in the mail tomorrow. I ordered a handheld Yaesu FT60R, which seems to be a pretty rugged handheld radio, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what this has to offer and learning about the software. And I'm going to come back again next week and talk a little bit in a little bit more detail about some of the software and what I've been able to do with it. My problem is I don't have an antenna set up right now, and I don't have an interface for plugging into my computer anyway for this. But from what I read on their website, you don't actually need to set up an antenna locally. So that's the way I'm going to approach this in the next upcoming week. So this is going to be another multi-part series, I think. Just wanted to cover some of the troubleshooting things that I had first. It's 64-bit Ubuntu system, so should run well on most modern computers. And did not have any issues with the install. I did mention to a few people that on the Facebook pages that I was having some errors pop up originally when I first installed system errors. And that all had to do with Pulse Audio. So I submitted those bugs. And I'm hoping, as they seem to be quite active, that these are going to be worked out in the near future. And I'm really looking forward to this project. I'm unfamiliar with who the developers are. I probably could have looked into that, but I was so excited to get on air today and talk about this because this is probably the best thing I've come across in 6 months to 8 months of doing this show and talking about various things. Like I said, I compare it to and bring it right up there to things like Ubuntu Studio for as far as sticking to the open source philosophy and really making these tools available to anybody out there who wants to learn about them and not having to be locked down by certain companies or certain governments or whatever it is, especially when it comes to things like amateur radio. So if you have an interest in this, and if you have used SkyWave before, first of all, I highly recommend that you take a look at SkyWave Linux, even if you might not be totally interested in anything we're discussing today. SkyWave might open your eyes on to some neat tools that you may want to use in the future. And it's not just for ham radio operators. You can monitor radio waves using this software. So I'm sort of at the starting point now. And I'm going to recommend this to others out there to give it a shot, give it a try. And let me know what you think about it. And if you are someone who uses software-defined radio, if you could let me know, send me a message, send me an email, and just let me know, maybe there are some starting points that I can go to learn on how to get set up, how to get started, how to use the software that's included with SkyWave Linux, because I'm unfamiliar with this software. And just like anything else, you know, if you're trying to use GIMP for the first time, or if you're trying to use OBS for the first time or that type of stuff, there's a learning curve and you have to kind of get over that. And the more that you use it, the easier it's going to get. And I can see that some of this stuff has a major learning curve to it. Not only for, somebody who's just getting into radio, but somebody who would consider themselves a power user on a computer, you just got to get over that hurdle of learning how to use the software. So if anybody out there uses things like QT radio and has, documentation or links to videos on how to use this software, send it my way because it'll be helpful to get over that hurdle quickly for the next episode as I gear into talking about some of this stuff and some of the fun that I'm going to have with it, I would imagine, over the next week or so. So you can send that to mrptechreviews@gmail.com. That's my contact info. And you can also check out all the other great shows over at the Podnuts Tech Podcast Network. That's over at podnuts.com. And they're really doing a lot of great things over on that website. And super would encourage everybody to give a small donation, even a $1 monthly donation, to help that network out. And you can also check out my website, mrptechreviews.com, which I hope to be updating relatively soon. And I also have a YouTube channel. It's just search for MRP Tech Reviews, and you can see some of the videos that I posted from time to time there. Subscribe to that. But that's going to do it for this week. I was really just wanted to talk about some of the hurdles that I came across with SkyWave Linux. And really, I want to keep my eye on this one for the future. And please do not take any of the little bugs or anything like that that I came across as a mark on SkyWave Linux. I'm sure there are computers out there that work just fine with this Linux distribution. Just happened to be my Dell computer itself. And I'm really going to, now that I've got it up and running, followed everything on the website, you know, the developers had to do as far as fixing the audio. Audio seems to be working now. And I'm really going to give this a full run to see what it's worth over the next few weeks, probably. So my recommendation is to give SkyWave a try and let me know what you think. And that's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.